at our, back at our council meeting. Next on the agenda is the ESD payment discussed at our last meeting. Unless someone has additional questions, I am looking for a motion to move this forward.
I'll make a motion to move this forward.
Second.
And that is payment of check number?
6322.
Correct.
63322.
Yep.
3322.
Yes. 63322. Okay, we got a motion first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, it's 5-2. Motion carries. Okay, is there any, that finishes the current business? Is there any unfinished business?
Couple for Robin. The one-way streets.
I reached out to him today, actually, and he sent it back, and don't quote me, but it's the end of May. I think the 27th that week, there's four nights that they're going to close, and they're going to do it overnight. And they'll do the striping on the roundabout and those two streets.
Okay, and what's the update on the sewer, emergency sewer?
Emergency sewer is complete. We are going to have to do some lining in there. It was a 12-inch pipe, not a 15-inch pipe, so all of our mapping is incorrect. They dug it up, replaced roughly 20 feet of pipe, which is where the collapse liner was. And when they went to do the connections, the downstream end sealed correctly. The upstream end still has some infiltration. So we cameraed it. It looks good, but there is some infiltration. So when we have the lining company come out this year, we're going to have them do that section as well.
Old, was the old concrete pipe or was it PVC also?
No, it was concrete with the liner.
Okay, and yeah. Then the new is PVC.
And the new is PVC.
Does that liner stick to that good too?
Yeah, they said they can line that, and the transition between the PVC and the existing liner, they can do that.
Okay.
I have a question for you if you're all done.
Yep.
Back in December, Councilmember Lawless had asked about the light at 14th, if we could look at the timer or maybe change it to be censored. Did you have any updates on that?
I know that we looked at it, but I okay. don't remember, but I can get you an answer for
that
next
would be
time.
Great. Thank you. And then I had one more for you. When does or did they already, did Public Works go out and spray for weeds yet?
They are currently.
They're currently doing
they
that.
Have,
do they do it in like a phased map of sorts? Do they just kind of go where it's easy access?
Nope. They have it in, so they did all the east-west north of Main Street, and then they did east-west south of Main Street, and now they're doing the north-south.
Okay. Typically, how long does it take them to get the whole city sprayed?
It really depends.
Okay.
It depends on wind and just other jobs that are going on. So I have a handful of guys that have their spray licenses, so there's only a few guys that can actually get out there. And the problem is that they also have, you know, other...
Right.
They're
I just
leads.
Had some people asking about the that median on 14th between the ballparks at the junior high and the empty lot across the street. There's quite a bit of weeds growing in the medium there in the roadway.
Okay.
Where it's like yellow striped off. And okay. So some people had mentioned it to me. I said I would ask about when spraying started, how long it would go, because I knew we were either already doing it or
we are.
So I just thought I'd get a little more information for them.
Along with that, gemstone from the 1100 block to the 1400 block.
Yes, that area.
For a well-traveled roadway, I'm surprised the number of weeds that are still in the traveled surface. If someone could.
Okay.
Yeah. Like in the road on gemstone.
Looks like it's a roadway that's not well-traveled, but it is.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be that heavily weeded this time of year if a management hadn't been done already.
And it seems to be that area for some reason, because it's like Cypress, 11th, Capstone, all of Gemstone. And it's really odd. It's like in the road.
It's in the cracks. Weird. Just in the cracks, I think, is where I've seen it, where the pavement separation. And
Okay.
I think.
And we'll make sure that's on our ceiling, crack seal.
Yes. When crack sealing happens here later, that it, a lot of that will be addressed also.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other unfinished business? We'll go on to new business.
Okay, I got one item. I have gotten a fair number of complaints that have been passed on to me and have witnessed a fair amount of questionable use of electric bikes. And with that in mind, I would like to recommend to the city consideration for doing a safety study on electric bikes with the potential of recommendations to be acted on by the city.
Okay, this is something I'm probably going to forward to the police department because it would be a matter of enforcement.
Public safety, yeah.
Public safety to take a look at it.
Grant.
And then we will have them present back at a future meeting here with possible solutions, situations, or whatever direction that we need to go on that.
We also include not just electric bikes, but like those, whatever those one wheel things are, there's whatever they're, well,
like
there's electric
scooters
too, but yeah, it's like one tire. It's kind of like a hoverboard, but only one tire, but they go really fast on those.
I got a mini bike in my neighborhood.
I do see a handful of them. They'll drive in the roadway. They operate it more like a vehicle than they do on the sidewalk, like a bike for that one. I've seen two or three of them and they usually operate them in the roadway.
But it's not just the roadway. I had a complaint from a constituent that they were at the playground at Lions Park.
The park's use is scary.
Whipping by, and they said if a kid would have stepped out there, it would have been disaster.
Now they've been driving on the high school track too.
Really?
And the skate park. I've seen them in there. I'm sure that the study will have lots of recommendations and positions. It's pretty
invasive. I imagine
invasive.
We're not the only city.
I'm pretty sure we're not.
I would like to see what Spokane, though, maybe does with their ordinance on this, because they have those Lime scooters set up as a mode of transportation. And I do know that when you use them near certain areas, I mean, this is obviously because they control the Lime scooters and the way that they're set up. It's a company. But when you get close to like a park or like a convention center, it automatically will slow down that device. So I don't know how they do it or what, but maybe we could, as a reference, look at what they do for them.
I think it's pretty cool. They have like maps
some
loaded
Elon Musk
in there.
Stuff there.
Yeah, and it's programmed all
it's
by
all
maps.
In the bike.
So
it's all in the
range, program. It slows you down to like 3
Ghost
miles.
Of the machine.
It just
when I was in D.C. riding those Lime scooters, it actually, there's places it won't let you go, and you get into that area, and it'll just turn off.
And that's company that's to do with that particular.
I think that has a lot to do with the with the company though, and having those GPSs outfitted in those you know scooters, so the average private citizen isn't going to have that capability.
Right.
They're not going to be controlled by some sort of company. They're just going to be purchasing their scooter or.
And I was thinking a little bit more long term. If we're going to put something in the ordinance at some point, maybe a company like that would come along. So if we're going to put something in the ordinance, maybe we look at it all at once and say that if a company or if something like this is ever available in Othello, if we're able to get something like that here, maybe we make it all one big thing.
One thing to consider, too, is with those scooters, that's something that's completely different than like an electronic bike or the motor-driven cycles, the different classifications that the RCWs have, like the scooter and the bike. They're two different things.
Okay.
You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it's definitely something I think it's worth looking into.
I also have an item for new business.
Okay.
So I know we budgeted funds when the budget went through last year for the building for Hands and Paws. And so I was just hoping to get an update on where we are in that whole process for our animal shelter for Hands and Paws.
Yep. We got a binding site plan, so we had a survey done. The binding site plan came back, so I have sent that to Ann, and she's out this week. So I don't know how that works, being city property that we're trying to do in the city. It's not the standard procedure, so we're working through that. But the contract should go out later this week or early next week, with the approval on June 8th is when that would be approved. So then groundbreaking would happen the end of June for all the infrastructure. And once we get that bid in, we know what the budget is for the buildings.
I need the council's help and support. We have a beautiful tennis courts now, two tennis courts and four pickleball courts. They were all resurfaced, great facility, no lights on them. And we live in the desert and have 90-100 degree days playing that tennis and pickleball in the evening, I think is important for our youth. The other day that was pitch black and they were playing in the far east ones trying to use the lights from the basketball courts to play. And I just personally find it unacceptable that we don't light up a facility like that. And apparently, I don't know how, the lights are there, they're wired. I mean, they worked before. It supposedly cost $22,000 to get them fixed to light up. So obviously it wasn't budgeted. I don't know if somebody can help me how we can find $22,000 to light these things up, but I would sure like to see that facility lit up for this summer.
Did we use all of our REIT techs?
Yeah, I can look. We did go out and get an estimate with Farmers Electric on this to do this job, but like I said, it just now, where do we pay for it from and which part of the budget? So that will be council discussion where we want to do that with Spencer finding the money for us.
This is kind of a zinger, but it's ironic that we don't have lights there and the security lights in the concession stand in the middle of the ball fields have been 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the last 2 years. So it's another opportunity there. Got some work to do, Aaron.
Okay. Any other new business? Okay, with that, council will also receive the Planning Commission minutes of the last meeting, and you will also receive the Public Works report. So with that, the meeting is adjourned.
Robin, a quick question for you.